I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation.
Okay.
Does anyone in your house work for any TV, newspaper, or radio?
No.
No? Okay, great. Now, are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely, thank you. And may I have your age, please?
47.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Latino, Asian?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed right now?
No, dissatisfied.
Thank you. And I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
6.
Okay. Lowering rent?
7.
Funding for mental health services?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education?
8.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights?
10.
Yeah. Protecting abortion rights?
7.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
9.
Thank you. And finally, cracking down on illegal drugs?
10.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 that you feel cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold about them. You can use any number between 0 and 100, of course. The first one is Ron Wyden.
40.
40, thank you. Kamala Harris?
40.
Janelle Bynum?
40.
Lori Chavez de Remier?
50, I'm not sure.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Who is that?
J.D. Vance?
60.
That's a 6-0, right? 60.
6-0, yes.
All right, thank you. The Republicans in Congress?
50.
Okay. The Democrats in Congress.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, the Democrats in Congress?
40.
40. MAGA Republicans?
40.
Joe Biden?
40.
And last but not least, Donald Trump?
55.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, the Green Party candidate Jill Stein, in the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or the Democrat Kamala Harris, or Cornel West, the independent?
Probably RFK Jr.
RFK Jr., thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only the Republicans Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Unfortunately, I'd have to say Donald Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Larry Chavez de Rainier or the Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know. Probably Lori Chavez Creamer.
Okay, thank you. Now, even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I'd say small.
Small? Thank you. Now, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president right now?
No.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I would say strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member on the Congress? Do you strongly approve it, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove it, or strongly disapprove it?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for the Congress, which are Larry Chavez de Rainier and Janelle Bynum. The first one says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Larry Chavez de Rainier led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating safe place for build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our Congress program, from homeless to access to childcare. Also, Lori was tired of the same old device politics and know that nothing is more important than showing up to work and get the job done for Oregon families. Now, the second quote says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent the community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living the same struggle as the rest of us. This is Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez de Rainier or the Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would have to go with Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Lori Chavez, thank you. And what specially stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
The fact the Democrats have ran the state of Oregon for almost 40 years and not much has changed.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, when 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle. For Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason to support her, and 0 means that is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle. For Congress, you may use any number between 0 to 10. The first one says, for too long, people have been focused on fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. To know anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who are you representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, She's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the change on our communities.
Seven,
thank you. Now, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools that we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and a mother of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning in K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for children's education and opportunity.
Eight.
Okay, thank you. And Janelle Bynum believes her work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profit to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead.
I want to say five.
And the last one says, sorry, go ahead.
It seems like that's a cut and paste statement they all say.
Understood. Now, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected for a second term anyway. We need strong opposition in Congress to sell us a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help fly to the House of Representatives of the Democrats so that they can act on a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in the election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration.
How likely am I to support the Trump administration?
Yeah, exactly.
Six.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Lori Chavez de Ramir.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Ramir. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramir for Congress. If it's a great deal for you, quite of a big deal, somewhat, or not at all. The first one says, Lori Chavez de Ramir says one thing in Oregon and does another one in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, you can compromise. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical political playing parties game. This is a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all.
Some.
Thank you. Now, Lori Chavez de Ramir talks about fighting drugs, use, and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez de Ramir has invested in a profited firm for ketamine treatment clinic and a cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities.
Some.
And I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Larry Chavez de Ramirez or the Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Probably Lori Chavez Dreamer.
Thank you. And the last few questions are just very statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you had completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or bachelor degree, or postgraduate?
Vocational.
Vocational, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
One.
Well, thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump?
I didn't vote for either one.
Okay. Thank you. This is actually the last question of the service. I highly appreciate your time on this Sunday. And thank you very much for your patience and your time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.